President Trump's top advisors took the stage today at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. They are among the thousands who've gathered just across the river from Washington to discuss the future of the conservative movement now that a Republican is back in power. John Yang has our report.
This year's Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, clearly reflects the new resident of the White House.
Well, I think by tomorrow this will be TPAC when he's here.
Eight top administration officials, including President Trump himself, are on the three-day agenda. Today's leadoff speaker, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
Every great movement ends up being a little bit sclerotic and dusty after a time, and I think they need an infusion of energy. And in the case of candidate Trump and president-elect and nominee Trump, he went right to the grassroots and brought you along.
That new energy is evident among many conference attendees.
There's so many people and there's so many ideas and all of the speakers and everything. It's really exciting.
We know that we have a voice. The president talks straight to us now, and this is our chance to talk back.
Last year, at the height of the Republican presidential primaries, candidate Trump skipped CPAC altogether. And while the Trump team has taken over this year's schedule, the question is whether they're also taking over the conservative movement. Today, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, the former party chairman, and senior Trump advisor Steve Bannon, the insurgent-turned-insider, sought to present a united front. They dismissed reports of White House infighting.
In regard to us two, I think the biggest misconception is everything that you're reading.
Reince is indefatigable. I mean, it's low-key, but it's determination. The thing I respect most, and the only way this thing works, is Reince is always kind of steady.
Bannon said the president's attitude is full steam ahead.
He's going to continue to press his agenda. And as economic conditions get better, as more jobs get better, they're going to continue to fight. If you think they're going to give you your country back without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Every day, it is going to be a fight.
Earlier, the executive director of the American Conservative Union, which organizes CPAC, slammed the alt-right movement, a mix of white nationalism, neo-Nazi beliefs, and hard-edged populism.
We know who these people are. They met just a couple months ago in Washington, D.C., to spew their hatred and make their Heil Hitler salutes. They are anti-Semites, they are racists, they are sexists.
Richard Spencer, the man credited with coining the phrase alt-right, attended today's conference but said he was asked to leave. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
We'll take a closer look at President Trump's inner circle and the role his senior advisor Steve Bannon is playing later in the program.